Alright, be Friday morning, everybody. Friday, January 6, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by The Snoot Factory. www.thesnootfactory.com. Tom Drake here, you know that. My podcast, who would it be? We have arrived, we being Oceana Serena, the beautiful Oceana Serena, has arrived in Aruba, in downtown Aruba. I think it's called Aruba, some Dutch name. And very nice here, but I did mention in a previous podcast, I was surprised at the condition of downtown area, which was always so vibrant and crazy. We were in the last time with a couple of big ships, and it just didn't have the same feel. It just, but you know, they're recovering from the pandemic. A lot of stores are still closed. A lot of stores on the main strip are still closed. So they're rebuilding here outside of the city, like every island. The beaches are beautiful. The hotels are amazing. I'm sure they're doing well. It just doesn't really look at it when you're down there. And I had dinner last night with guests, and they had been here recently too, and they agreed it looks different. But they're coming back. Before I get to what's happening in the cruise and travel industry today, a couple of housekeeping issues. First, subscribe. You can still subscribe to this podcast by going to bestatsearadio.com. bestatsearadio.com. I use a service called Constant Contact. You sign up and I put your email address into a list, and once a day, Monday through Saturday, you'll get an email with the link to the podcast. You just click on the link and you get there. You don't have to go looking for it. I don't send you any other emails. I don't sell it. You know, it's just an easy way for you to get to the podcast without having to search for it. You don't have to follow or sign up or whatever. bestatsearadio.com. Now, over the weekend, probably beginning next week, this podcast will move to a platform called the Podcast Playground. It's a very wide distribution. I was kidding about Michelle Obama's on there. Everybody's on there. You'll be able to find it anywhere. Apple and every place that has a podcast, you'll be able to find Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast. But if you just want to subscribe, go to bestatsearadio.com. Simple, fill out the form real fast, email and name. I put you on the list, and then it gets there every morning, because as we put it up on the bigger platform, I'm hopeful now that more and more downloads, more and more people listening. I appreciate the people have been with me for almost, it'll be going on 3 years now that I've been fooling around on this internet stuff. I say thank you very much for that. Cue the music. Well, this is really breaking news. If you follow the stock market, and you can find a company who specializes in cleaning hulls, scraping little pesky pests off of hulls, removing the mollusks. And if you ever had your mollusks removed, it's usually an outpatient thing. Here's the deal. Region Seven Seas Explorer, they're in Australia, but they're not in Australia. They're off the coast of Australia because it was discovered they have pesky little pests on their hull. They have run afoul of the biofoul police, and the Region Seven Seas Explorer is waiting for divers to come out to clean the hull. They can't get in. It happened to Coral Princess. It happened to Viking Orion. It's going to happen to every cruise ship and every freighter and container ship that arrives there. They all get inspected now. They're worse than the U.S. Coast Guard or the U.S. Public Health. They inspect it, and if there's anything on there, snails or other, this stuff has been on hulls for hundreds of years. Am I stupid here? But somebody came up with the idea that they're bringing in pesky little pests that could destroy something. What a big giant scam this will be, because it is a follow the leader business. So the greenies, the environmentalists in the other parts of the world, they're going to jump on this biofoul bandwagon. And if you can find a company that cleans pesky little pest of a hole, you can probably do pretty good. That's not insider trading. That's just common sense. Got him. Region Seven Seas Explorer. The guests are sitting off the coast of Australia going, you gotta be kidding me. What do we got? 2-3 snails on the hull? The hell is going on? They're nuts down there. I've mentioned it before. They are crazy. The Australians and the Kiwis are crazy about being afraid of everything. They're afraid of their own shadow. It's unbelievable. It's a couple things on the hull. Give it a rest. Delta Airlines has announced that they will begin offering free Wi-Fi on all domestic flights beginning February 1st. What was I talking about yesterday? Am I ahead of the curve here? Am I an idiot savant? Am I an idiot? I think it's a great idea. Ed Bastian. I didn't swear. He's the CEO at Delta. He was out in Vegas at the CES Technology Conference. These are the geeks, the computer geeks. I've worked Vegas. I've been at the Comedy Stop at the Trop when these guys come in. Oh my God, it's the hooker holiday there. These guys, when they get out from software and everything else, every strip bar, you can't get in. Go-go bars and strip bars, the hookers are going crazy because, you know, whatever happens in Vegas. I'm not saying Ed was involved in that, by the way. But these geeks, oh man, they love hookers. True story. I mean, we laugh every time. I was out there probably three different times working. They're not very good as an audience. You don't want an audience full of geeks. They think because they're engineers. Everything has to make sense. And if you've ever seen my act or listened to me, you know I make no sense at all. But if you fly Delta starting February 1st, free Wi-Fi. Now, I always was given free Wi-Fi because I am a T-Mobile customer, and T-Mobile had a deal with Delta. Now they have a deal even bigger. It's T-Mobile that's going to provide the free Wi-Fi. They looked into other things. They looked at Elon Musk's Starlink, and they're staying with T-Mobile. I think it's a great idea. If you need to book a flight, you know, it's only $7.95 or $10, you know, to pay for it, but it's a pain in the ass getting your credit card out and filling everything out, and the plane is bumping around. So now you get on board and there's going to be free Wi-Fi. And Ed Bastian, you know, he could be a candidate for the Corporate Speak Award. It's something I'm developing now because as I read more and more press releases, I see more and more people trying to impress us with their words. And here's the words of Ed Bastian. The future of travel is one where your digital and physical experiences come together in a seamless, warm, and personal way, making those human travel connections even more meaningful. Ed, the future of travel is, it's ugly, it's annoying, flying is the worst between the TSA and the airlines and the ticket people. My apologies, other than my friend Boris Cano at United, who's a dream guy. We all know it's ugly. How about Southwest? Boy, oh boy, Southwest Airlines, they ruin how many thousands of people's holidays, thousands of their guests' holidays. I'm used to saying guests because I'm in the cruise industry. Well, guess what? The United States Senate plans on ruining their holiday because they're now opening Senate hearings, and they're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened at Southwest. I love when the politicians can pretend they know how to run a business. I mean, Southwest admits they don't know how to run a business, but now we're going to have politicians asking a lot of questions and grandstanding for the cameras. But they plan on having hearings. As I mentioned yesterday, Southwest canceled over 13,000 flights between December 24th and December 29th and caused hell. I mean, people didn't get to spend the holidays. And plus, the DOT and the Senate, they're looking into the fact that it takes forever to get your money back. The airlines are in no hurry to refund it when they cancel the flight. And, you know, they're not in a hurry to give you the hotel anymore. Look, I've always said this all along. There's a guy, every airline has a guy looking for bad weather somewhere. So they can say, sorry, we're delayed because of bad weather over Kansas. Yeah, but I'm in the Caribbean. But it was close enough. So anyway, they're going to open up Senate hearings. That should be interesting. Probably be televised. Good luck for that. Well, Southwest kind of, they brought it on themselves, didn't they? Mm-hmm. The sell-off continues. I mentioned this in several podcasts. Carnival Corporation, during the pandemic and now with the pandemic over, they've dumped or are dumping a total of 26 ships from all of their cruise lines across all of them. And that includes AIDA. AIDA, it's AIDA. The AIDA Aura will be gone at the end of this year. It's they don't say where it's being, who's buying it, but it's gone. It was only built in 97. It's not that old, but they are unloading everything that's not fuel efficient and doesn't look brand new. And so this is interesting. You can go on their website. By the way, it's German. AIDA is German. And everybody that sails this year will receive a commemorative Speedo. I thought that was a very nice, good idea. Or a budgie smuggler, as one of the Brits said to me yesterday. They have all kinds of voyages planned for this year. A goodbye, you know. Do you want to go on a cruise on a ship that they're selling? You think they're putting 10 cents in this thing? I worked the QE2 in its final day. And I mean in its final days, sailing out of Harwich, England to Norway and back. that ship was a disaster. They didn't do anything. It needed carpet. Well, why bother? You're getting rid of it. You know, it's kind of like if you're getting divorced and you're still living in the house. You think you're taking care of the house? No. She's going to get it. I don't want any part of it. So if you are German, sprechen Sie Deutsch, you can go on the AIDA website and read all about it. And by the way, I made it up about the commemorative Speedo, but I think that's a pretty damn good idea. All right, well, how about COVID? You want to talk about COVID? You busy? What are you doing on time today? Oh, we're good. Only 10 minutes. Hong Kong. Hong Kong is lifting its stifling, my words, its stifling COVID requirements. And this despite the fact that China, mainland China, not Hong Kong, oh man, they're buried under COVID cases right now. But they need the economy restarted, and so does Hong Kong. So they're changing things. You should go on the website and read this because, you know, don't depend on me. But if you are, you know, I think I mentioned in the past, I'm on the World Cruise of Insignia next year. What am I saying? This year, 2023. And Hong Kong is not on the list right now. It was removed, so was mainland China. I think it ends up coming back because Seabourn is going there now. Holland America is going there. I don't think mainland China gets back on the list, but probably Hong Kong. And I'm still a fan of Hong Kong. I've never been a fan of mainland China. It's a shame what happened in Hong Kong. But in any case, it's easier. According to what I'm reading here, international travelers no longer have to submit a PCR test on the second day of their visit, right? But they must produce a negative rapid antigen test within 24 hours of their flight or a negative PCR test within 48 hours of their flight. This is what I mean about look it up yourself. It's so confusing. The rules, the timing, you know. Here it used to be 72 hours before you arrive on the ship, and I was actually had a clock, and I'm measuring exactly when I should go, and don't go there too soon, don't go too late. Also, Hong Kong visitors must be fully vaccinated, and they must wear a mask in public places, including airports, hotels, restaurants, stores, and markets. And, of course, you know what? I live in Florida. You think I want to go to Hong Kong? Yeah. You can kiss my K95. Not now. Maybe later on, but it's not going to be right now. That's for sure. We are zipping through things today. Unbelievable. All right. Caribbean rescues. This is a big deal now. More and more Cubans are trying to escape Cuba and get to Miami, and they don't. They get stuck. Carnival, the Carnival Celebration, rescued a few guys on a raft three days ago. And I mentioned it, Disney Dream. They also rescued people. We're in Aruba, and we are going from here to Port Antonio, Jamaica, and then from Jamaica to Great Stirrup Cay, the Bahamas. We are going into an area around Cuba where it's possible we might have to do the same thing. And it slows it all down, baby, because you can't bring them to the U.S. Usually what happens is you rescue them, you bring them aboard, they get a couple of meals, and then a Coast Guard ship, cruiser, whatever, cutter will come and get them and take them back to Cuba. Because I didn't do it. Barack Obama made the deal with Raul Castro that we wouldn't let them stay once they get to the United States. But they're still coming. I mean, they're desperate to get out of that regime, more so than a lot of people coming across the border in Texas. They want to get out, so they're desperate, but they can't stay. So the Disney will pick them up, Carnival will pick them up. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up. And under maritime law, you cannot ignore them. If there's people in trouble, you must rescue them. So you bring them on board, and they have a good time. They see the show. You treat them to a specialty restaurant, and then the Coast Guard comes and gets them and takes them back home. And they're planning this like a 3-day, 4-day at Havana. All they have to do is put together a little raft and put some stuff on it, get out there in the middle of the Caribbean, and then wait for the ship to come by, and they get on board, and they get some new clothes, they have a nice dinner, and maybe they go see a comedian, and then the Coast Guard come in, and they say, hey, that was a pretty good weekend. All right, I made that part up. Okay. I talk a lot about MSC becoming a force in the business. They are. There are already 21 ships, more being built. They're crazy. They're big, one bigger than the other. And I saw this yesterday. This was a surprise, shocking, actually. The MSC has two world cruises, and they're both starting now. They did. Simultaneous. That means together, right? It's an industry first. You better believe it. I mean, most companies hope to fill up one world cruise, and they have two ships doing world cruises, the MSC Posia. where the hell these names come from? P-O-E-S-I-A, Poesia, and the MSC Magnifica. They're both doing world cruises and obviously going to different parts of the world, but right now they're sailing together. They're arriving in the same ports together. Pretty cool. One's doing a 117-day voyage. The other one's doing 119 days. They are both sister ships. They hold, you know, maximum, they go bigger, but 2,300 guests, 24 baby ships. Both about 20 years old, 21 years old, when that was big, when 2,100 2,500. Wow, those are big ships. So combined, they have about 4,200 people between the two ships. So they have 2,100 on each, comfortable. And they're both doing world cruises. And they're both going into ports side by side. Makes for a nice photo opportunity for everybody. The MSC Poesia and the Magnifica. I don't know. You know, I mean, do you want the other ship pulling in next to you all the time? I guess it's like a cruise critic meeting. You know, one, they get off the Poesia and they talk to the people on the Magnifica. What'd you think of the steak last night? How's your show? I was all right. It was a little off key. You know, of course, they're going to do it in Italian, French, German, Portuguese, because there's 90,000 different languages over there. That's 4,000 guests from the United Nations on that mother. All right. Well, while we are doing good today, we are at 16 minutes. That's pretty good. You know, I'm trying to stay between 15 and 17 or something like that. I know everybody has a life, they're very busy, but these are the stories of the day. This is what the podcast is about. If you find this interesting and you think your friends who are nosy, because that's really what this is about. If you travel, if you're a cruiser, you're nosy. You want to know something that somebody else doesn't know. I'm having dinner with guests more and more on these cruises, and when I tell them stories, they go, I didn't know that. I said, I know. You need to listen to my podcast, and then you'll know. And then when you have dinner on a ship, you can tell other people, and they go, wow, you know a lot of stuff I don't know. Well, you should listen to Tom Drake's podcast, and then you'll know what I know. Or something like that. All right. Normally I say it's the weekend, but this is a Monday through Saturday podcast that's called Daily. Daily, not Sunday. Sunday's the Sunday paper. The Sunday's not a daily either. So this is Monday through Saturday. So I will talk to you tomorrow when we'll be at sea on our way to one of the glorious places in Jamaica, the beautiful Port Antonio, where they tell you to be careful about petty crime. And the last time I was there, someone tried to get to my petty, and I was able to stop it. Have a good Friday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.